So what are the hopes here that we'll be able to get this drive-on, drive-off type of service rolling anytime soon?
Yeah, so as soon as the borders are open between St. Pierre, Miquelon, and Newfoundland and Labrador, then the ferry will be able to take cars immediately. So the ferry holds about 16 to 18 cars, depending if there's transport trucks on there as well. So it's going to be a great opportunity for the people of St. Pierre Miquelon to come to Newfoundland and Labrador and be able to more freely move around and travel more of the province than they've been able to do in the past. And likewise, it's going to be an opportunity for Newfoundlanders and Labradorians and everybody who travels here to go to St. Pierre Miquelon to bring their own vehicles over and be able to drive around the island as well.
What does opening up St. Pierre Miquelon to the Atlantic bubble mean for the Buron Peninsula in particular?
Well, it would be enormous for the Buron Peninsula, enormous for all of Newfoundland and Labrador, really. Just the conversation about opening to the Atlantic bubble has gained so much media attention and conversation about St. Pierre Miquelon. I think if we were able to make that happen, people will be flocking down the Buron Peninsula to go over to St. Pierre Miquelon. And again, likewise, the 6,000 people in St. Pierre Miquelon that have been essentially trapped on that island for over a year will immediately want to come to Newfoundland and Labrador as well and spend some time on the Buron Peninsula, do some shopping, probably travel around again, vacation in Newfoundland and Labrador. Like again, they've been trapped on the 242 square miles square kilometers for over a year.
Did we miss that opportunity last year?
Absolutely, we missed that opportunity last year. I think that there's, it's not just tourism dollars that will be generated from this. It's the economy in general, for the St. Pierre Miquelon people to come to Newfoundland and Labrador and be able to travel around, spend some money, buy some goods, avail some services here, and put some of their money into Newfoundland and Labrador. I also believe that, with the Atlantic bubble opening and St. Pierre and Miquelon were able to join that, Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who traveled within Newfoundland and Labrador last year will again this year want to stay home for their vacation because in addition to their Newfoundland and Labrador vacation, they'll be able to add a France vacation to that. So where else in the world are you getting that opportunity? And then we also have the opportunity of bringing more Atlantic Canadians to Newfoundland and Labrador this summer with a very unique selling proposition of, come have your vacation in Newfoundland and Labrador, but while you're here, dart over to France for a couple of days. So I think, we're in a very unique position of any other Atlantic province. If we let St. Pierre and Miquelon join with us and the full Atlantic bubble opens, I think Newfoundland is well positioned to profit greatly off of that, especially at a time when there's very few tourism dollars to be had. We need to be able to grab whatever ones we can.
If the Atlantic bubble doesn't open, are you still open to having that connection with St. Pierre and Miquelon as part of our staycation type of plan here?
If we can open the bubble just to Newfoundland, I believe that's a huge benefit for Newfoundland and Labrador as well. I think that, we would hope that over and above even the staycation opportunities is, the mental health of the residents of Newfoundland and Labrador as well as the residents of St. Pierre Miquelon to be able to move and travel and go to interesting and new locations that they haven't been able to travel in over a year. I think, we can do a lot of good for the people of both the regions.